Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana Omer, Kol Mekabel Olav Ol Torah, Ma'avirin Mimenu Ol Malchus V'Ol Derech Eretz, V'Chol Aparek Mimenu Ol Torah, Nostin Olav Ol Malchus V'Ol Derech Eretz. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana taught, anybody who accepts, takes upon himself the yoke, the Ol of Torah, will be relieved of the yoke of any secular or any governmental responsibilities and desires. However, anybody who casts off the yoke of Torah ultimately will have the yoke of government and the yoke of the day-to-day responsibilities continuously placed upon him. How are we to understand this Mishnah? What is Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana teaching? I can only speak from personal experience, and then I'll share with you some Mar Makomos that speak to this Mishnah. If a person doesn't make time for Torah study or for any spiritual, religious pursuit, you will see that there will never be time for it. There's always things that get in the way. There's always the responsibilities that we have, the family, parents, children, spouse, work, community. There are so many responsibilities that we have. If you don't stop for a moment, those responsibilities will continue and will continue and will continue, and they'll broaden and they'll become greater, and the responsibilities will turn to government, and the responsibilities will become in other areas that you're not even interested in being responsible for. Therefore, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana is saying, stop, contemplate, grab a hold of yourself, make time. Take upon yourself the Ol of Torah. Study Torah. Grab a Seder. Grab some time. Make sure you're learning. If you do that, the other responsibilities that you have will go by the wayside. I don't know if this is a supernatural, potent potion or whatever it is, but somehow I can say that I've seen this in my life, that when you get so wrapped up in pursuits, obligations, responsibility, you'll never have time to learn. It's impossible. But if you carve out time and you make time to learn, it's guaranteed that those other responsibilities will be taken care of, will go by the wayside, or you'll have time for them. Thus, the Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana is explaining us, maybe it's miraculously, metaphysically, I don't know. But I think the pasha pshat, and it's not so pasha because it's hard to understand, is just this, that if a person recognizes the power, the value, the importance of Torah study, and you really grab it and do it, you'll have time for everything else as well. Interestingly enough, the Medrash Shmuel, in his comment on the Mishnah here, says that this is exactly what happened in the Dor HaMidbar. Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, they're in Mitzrayim, they're being mishabed themselves to Paro. Klal Yisrael was working very hard, b'chomer, b'levein, b'chol avodu basad. However, which Shevet didn't and wasn't part of the Shibud? Of course, was Shevet Levi. Why? Says the Medrash Shmuel, Shaila Olam Oskim b'Torah lo nishtabtu l'Paro. They were so involved in Torah, somehow Paro never got a hold of them. Paro wanted Klal Yisrael to work and work. Remember what Paro told Moshe? Lama tafrios amimaisa l'chula sivloseichem. Get to work. But nonetheless, Shevet Levi miraculously wasn't touched. And Shevet Levi, of course, was the Shevet that was involved in Torah learning. The same thing, says the Medrash Shmuel, took place when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. They were mekabel the Torah Har Sinai of Sivan. And what happened? What did they be recipients of? The slav, the be'er, the ma'an, their muzon, their parnasa. Everything was taken care of in Hashemayim. They were learning. As the Chazal say, lo nitzna Torah ela ochle haman. However, at the moment that they were porek, the ol of Torah mal tzavrem, the moment they stopped learning, what happened? They were kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. Al ma'ov da'aretz, the Gemara says, Mesechus Nedarim, al ozva mis Torasi, the moment they stopped learning, they weren't careful, meticulous, and loving the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. At that moment, gone, goodbye, the Mishkan, the Mikdash was taken away from them, and therefore, as soon as they stopped learning, the burden of government, the burden of secular life, the burden of all the responsibilities that they had came upon them. So yes, the experience that I'm describing to you, and I believe so many people have this, that when you learn, you'll have time for everything else, somehow, some way. But if you're not investing time in Torah and tefillah and spiritual pursuits, you'll never have time for anything. Rav Hirsch has a very different way to understand this mission. He explains that it's not some incredible potion or miracle, the likes of which the Medrash Shmuel explains in terms of how Klal Yisrael worked in Mitzrayim as well as in the Midbar. But Rabbi Hirsch explains that a person who has the philosophy of Kol Mekabel Olav Ol Torah, if you're learning Torah, if you're accepting Torah upon yourself, then Ma'avir Mimeno Ol Malchus Vol Derecheretz, what that means is that you can understand the other responsibilities that you have in life. And in Rav Hirsch's language, one who freely submits to the yoke of the Torah, who puts all of his thoughts and actions in the service of the Torah, will not feel oppressed by these burdens. In fact, he will accept them and bear them cheerfully as part of the purpose ordained for him by God himself. Thus, according to Rav Hirsch, it's a whole different approach. It's a very philosophical, academic, and cognitive approach. If I understand what I'm doing, if I'm learning Torah, if I'm engaged in Shas, I'm learning Chumash, I'm learning Mishnayos, I'm learning Chazal, I understand what life is all about, and I can appreciate what the world is and what I'm doing here. And thus, when I go to work, or I have my familial responsibilities, wherever responsibilities I have, I could put them within the lens of Torah, and I can understand my responsibilities and my requirements because they're coming from the Torah. And the Torah gave me an approach and a philosophy and order of how to understand and to appreciate everything that I'm doing. Thus, what emerges, you have two totally different ways to look at this Mishnah. Either it's some incredible way that is hard to explain and understand, and when a person makes Torah his lifeline, sort of things will go by the wayside and will be able to be successful and manage to have time for everything else. Somewhat of a miraculous explanation, but it's true, it works. If you make time for Torah, everything else will be taken care of. Rav Hirsch says, no, when you're studying Torah, when you're learning Torah, when that's the primary focus of the day, if you begin your day like that, if you end your day with Torah, then the rest of the day is sort of put in the orbit of Torah, and it has a different attitude. When I go to work, I'm honest in business. When I go to work and I act with chesed and kindness, and when I go to work and I do my job, I recognize that it's a much bigger thing. I'm involved in a bigger, broader, and more responsible world, and I'm bringing out more into this world. That's Rav Hirsch's pshat in terms of mavirin mimenu ol derech eretz and ol malchus, because I understand it. It's not difficult anymore. It's not hard to accept the other responsibilities that I have outside of my spiritual responsibilities, because it fits into my worldview. It fits into the Torah. It fits into everything I'm doing. That's Rav Hirsch's pshat. That's the Medrash Shmuel's pshat. We should be zocha to learn, to study, to take advantage of our time, to put time into learning, to carve out the 5, the 10 minutes, the half an hour, the hour, 2 hours. And that time we will get back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it back to us. And not only will he give it back to us, those things will be taken care of. We should all be zocha to see this, to feel it, to experience it, and to live it. Have a wonderful day.